Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight is the fight of the century. In this corner, the Aboriginals in Canberra, I think. I'm saying it wrong, I know it. Canberra? Well, anyway, in this corner, the Aboriginals in Canberra, Australia. Coming in as a mob, pissed off, had enough, took that matters in their own hand. In the other corner, government building, major government building, on fire. We want you to come out. We want to have a clean fight. No low blows, no cheap headshots, you know, behind the neck. Shake hands and come out fighting. That's what the Aboriginals did. They came out fighting. They kicked ass. They set a place on fire. Imagine that. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. And they set it on fire, this major place there, I guess, in Canberra, the government building. I kind of wonder, you know, I'll play a little bit of it in a minute. I kind of wonder if it's going to have to come to that here in Canada. You know, I really wonder. I mean, they've had people over there taken by force into concentration camps, and the Aboriginals are like the natives in Canada. They've been fucked every which way but loose forever by the government. Same thing over here. No different. Natives have got it every which way but loose. They've had it probably worse than slaves from Africa. When it comes to abuse, this shit is still going on today in Canada. Bad. The thing about it is, see, Canada likes to window dress everything. Everything looks pretty. Everything looks like it's in nice and neat order. Everything's in place. So you don't see the shit and the crap and everything else that the government's doing to everybody in this country, especially the indigenous. So the indigenous of Australia got tired of being harassed by the government. So they decided that they had enough, and they decided to set the place on fire. All these treaties that have been broken, all these things that have happened to them, that was the last straw, being taken by force, being injected by force. And I wonder... Will that happen in Canada? I'm thinking it's going to. I'm not a joy kind of guy. I'm a very pragmatic, salt of the earth, straight shooter. You know, and what I see here so far is we have a government in this country that has absolutely no respect for its citizens, doesn't give a shit about anything but its power. I was reading something earlier today about Mr. Trudeau, not this one here. This one's Court Jester Trudeau, his father. His father had the idea that he didn't like, this is the truth, this is the truth. He didn't like that Canadian provinces had the ability to regulate and control their own destiny. He wanted everybody under confederation so that there'd be a standard for everybody to follow. Everyone would be in line and in tune with confederation. It hasn't really worked that well. See, under this confederation, everything would be under one umbrella. Everybody would have to follow the same rules, the same regulations. Everything would be the same from pillar to post. Well, that didn't work out too well, did it? Quebec said, well, you know what? We don't want English here. Okay, it's all going to be French here. Alberta says, well, fine, if Quebec wants to have French, we're going to have all English here. We have that right, too. So it was starting to fall apart before it got started. And it should have fell apart completely. Because what has happened now as a result of confederation, everybody has lost their autonomy, including the citizens of the respective provinces. And I've been saying this forever, perhaps we need to secede from confederation because it doesn't fucking work. This is the result of confederation. It's a type of socialism that correlates with either Cuba or China's socialism, and the next step in this system is a complete totalitarian system. You have no rights, you're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and if you can do it. You have no autonomy, nothing, zip, nada, nothing. You are all having this. It's like they're telling you now, you're going to have nothing and be happy because everyone's going to be broke at the same time. It ain't going to matter if you got a job or you don't have a job. You're going to be broke. You know, talking to a friend of mine just before the show, and she was, you know, just talking about these cars. There are cars sitting idle in the country. Excuse me, not moving anywhere. Because they don't have a chip. Now, isn't this ridiculous? Isn't this ridiculous? Wouldn't it have made sense to keep our economy and our industry in this country and had spread, instead of spreading it all the way to frickin' China, had spread it across Canada from Moncton to BC and all the territories, and this way it would have had a distribution network within the country. Oh no, that would be common sense. Tell you a true story. I used to drive truck, used to run automotive. And we would take a load of reflectors from Oshawa, Ontario, when it was still running, because we're talking the 80s now. We'd run them all the way down to Anderson, Indiana. This is a 50-cent piece. 50 cents for these effing reflectors. We'd run them all the way down to Anderson, Indiana, just so they could put a sticker on them saying, Made in Canada, and then brought back to Oshawa, Ontario to be put on the car that was going to be sold in America. It made no sense. That 50 cents reflector now costs $5 frickin' dollars. We used to take cylinder heads from St. Catharines, Ontario, and drive them all the way across to Muskegon, Michigan, to have 6 holes drilled in them, stamped, made in Canada, and then shipped back to St. Catharines to be put in the car. That's why the automobile costs so much. This redundancy that we're doing. I used to run Chicago all the time with auto parts. You would be amazed at the stupidity that Ford and GM and Chrysler had whenever we went anywhere with these things. They would tell you, hurry up, get, we got a hot load, and you get all the way down to the plant you had to go to. I had to go to Ohio, for instance, in Toledo. They had an AMC Jeep plant at the time, which was at that time owned by Chrysler. You get to the guys, where do you want this hot load? He says, well, they're back 40 with the rest of the hot loads. And the shit would sit there. The automotive industry, it's a wonder it makes the money it does. It has such chaos. I don't know how they make money. But there's a lot of this bullshit where you're paying for a car part going back and forth between Canada and the United States or Mexico, having stamps and stickers put on it and brought right back to where it came from just to be put in the car. This is, and I'm not kidding you, this is no word of a lie. Anybody that's worked as a truck driver running auto parts for sure will tell you the same thing. It's the most idiotic industry ever. GM would waste more shit. They succeeded despite themselves. They tried hard to create failure, I think. It was insane. And this is the coup de grace here. We're shipping shit to China for them to build it over there. It's built half-ass. The quality is shit. The parts aren't worth a shit. They ship that shit over here. We're forced to buy this crap. If we don't buy this crap, the Chinese economy would go down the toilet. It's already in the toilet now. It'd be down the sewer if we don't keep on dumping money into this garbage dump that's making shit for us. And the jobs, if they were here in North America, across Canada, across the U.S., and we went back and forth, we'd have a thriving economy, both sides. We wouldn't have this frickin' debate about, oh, well, we were going to shut down. And then there's word out now that, you know, some auto plants are going to be shut down by the end of 2023, 2024. They'll be gone. That's in here in Ontario. You know, word, things leak out, you know. And then I have friends who have friends who have friends that kind of let me know what's going on. So you might want to get ready, because the bullshit is going to increase. 2022, 2023 is going to get worse. And Quebec is talking about compulsory vaccines. So, well, we're thinking about it. Fuck that. They're not thinking about it. They're going to do it. Again, these guys lie out of their asshole. And like I said, you need to really, really wake up on the, when they talk. Well, we're not going to do this. They're going to do it. Everything on this planet is inverted. Everything. No truth, all lies, all bullshit. You can't believe nothing a politician says. Believing a politician is like putting a fox in a hen house and say, guard the hens. Same thing. You know it's going to be a bloody mess by the time it's all said and done. And I said this before, never, 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 never trust a politician, ever. You want to take a photo shoot with him because you feel, oh, I've got a celebrity here, that's fine, but don't trust them. Don't trust them. Don't ever trust them. They don't work for you. They are not public servants. They only have the public that they serve are the rich and famous, or the rich and shameless. That's who they serve, or the rich and shameful, I should say. They don't care about you. They'll never care about you. Look, the Aboriginals, I'm going to go back to that now. The Aboriginals had enough, you know what? And I got to tip my hat to them. Now, you may not like these people for whatever reason, but you know what? They got balls. They went and exercised their testosterone, even the women. And they set this government building on fire. I'm not advocating this to be the protocol, but I am advocating that it may come to that. The politicians we have today do not listen to the general population. Why wasn't this put up as a referendum in Canada for us to vote on whether or not we wanted to be locked down? I don't think it would have mattered anyway, because they would have rigged the election anyhow, like they rigged the elections in the federal. I think Confederation is dead. I think the whole fucking thing's gone. It's useless. It doesn't work. You still have provinces in this country that are isolated. You go to the east, the maritime provinces, they're isolated. They are in their own little world. Newfoundland's in its own world because it's away from everybody. PEI's away from its own. It's in its own little world. They're an island attached by a road that costs you $50 to get off the island. Are you effing kidding me? Nobody can afford to leave the island. $50 just across that effing bridge? Are you kidding? Then you got Nova Scotia. It's in a world all its own. New Brunswick, another one. Then you got Quebec. That's a whole different planet there. You know, they have purposely isolated Quebec. And they made Quebec to be a bad guy, literally. Then you got Ontario, and it's its own dynamic. And then you get into Manitoba. That's another zone. Saskatchewan is a whole different world. Alberta, that's a time tunnel. That's a lost boat in a time stream somewhere, floating around back and forth, up and down, wherever. And then you get to BC, it's another, you know, Wizard of Oz reality there. Everyone has their own idiosyncrasies. You know, there's some nice places in each province. BC is a beautiful province. Alberta is cold. If you like cold, that's where if you want to live like in a refrigerator, that's where you want to go. You know, Saskatchewan, you know, it's farmland and open country. You know, Manitoba, it's got its, you know, its unique flavor of forestry and whatever. And then you get Ontario, which is by the lakes and whatever. And then you get into Quebec, and it's another, you know, rural area, very, very picturesque. I mean, Canada's a very pretty country. But the systems that are running each province are a little bit Fruit the Loop kind of thing. And again, they don't work, in, the Confederacy cannot work in this country because it is nothing but a forced control. If Confederation was just there to regulate resources and delegate resources to the provinces that don't have anything and not interfere with the provincial way of doing things, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's backward or forward. If it works for that province, it's great and wonderful. But when the federal government gets involved, it's always been a mess. Even Reagan said the worst thing that America has is government. And what's worse is big government. And guess what? That's what both Canada and the United States have. We got big government that is, and is, it's just, they're destroying the nations, both of them. They're having their dictates coming from someplace in Europe. Let me see if I can find this thing real quick on Australia. I'm only going to play a little bit of it. But I said it wrong. Canberra, Old Parliament House, set ablaze after police pepper spray Aboriginal ceremony. They got pissed. I went down to Arizona to meet a friend of mine who is Native, and we were talking about building a sweat lodge so we can go in it ourselves. You know, he's Native. He has the right to the land. And he said when he tried to do it, the sheriff in the area threatened him. I mean, I thought America was a place where you had freedom of religion or freedom of to have a belief in whatever you want to believe, as long as you didn't affect anybody. And the land that we were going to build it on, he was going to build it, was on open land. Nobody owned it. Yet he was threatened by a sheriff. This made no sense. What was he going to hurt? I had no idea. But anyway, I'm going to play this, and I'll let you guys tune in and hear this insanity. They're pissed. I got to, and then the police came along, and I'm going to have the link up so you can see it as well. All right, hold on.
Wow, huge breaking news. It looks like the Aboriginals of Australia have been pushed too far. They were pepper sprayed during one of their ceremonies, and they have set fire to the Capitol building, the Parliament building in Canberra, which is between Sydney and Melbourne. So it just sustained a little bit of damage to the front by the door. Of course, the media and the government are going to use this to try to justify clamping down even more, surveilling us even more, depriving even more of our rights. But of course, we can all understand why the Aboriginals did this. In Australia, they are rounding people up and taking them off to camps. There's forced drugging happening right now. There's a genocide on our hands. And what do they expect, us to just sit back and take it? That's not how self-defense works. We have the right to defend ourselves from these types of evil governments. So this is the old Parliament House in the Australian capital of Canberra, right between Melbourne and Sydney in Southeast Australia.
Got the jets and the after they were watching, the guy says little damage, shit, the whole damn thing is scorched. Yeah, the front part is scorched. Then the police came, tried to break them up. That didn't bode very well. The police backed down. You know, I've been watching this shit down in Australia where the police have been just abusive as all hell. You know, it's a wonder that the Australian people didn't act like bees in a wasp fight. You know, when wasps attack a beehive, the bees come out in hordes and they all gang up on one wasp and take them out. And it's a wonder, really, in all the situation, all that's gone on in the Commonwealth and in Australia and South Africa and New Zealand and even through the United States and Canada, that there hasn't been a more upscale level of violence that has come down to costing somebody their life. Now, I have seen in Canada where police officers took it upon themselves to beat the shit out of the citizens for no reason. One guy was a kid up in Barrie skateboarding, and a cop just pounded the piss out of this kid, made him eat concrete. Another situation was out in the, up near that neck of the woods where, I believe around Collingwood area, where a cop followed a guy home and he shot him at his house. This is in Canada. Oh, Canada. Now, like I said, myself personally, I'm not interested in shooting anybody, really. But the point I'm saying is this has pushed people to the edge. I'll tell you how far it's pushed people to the edge. Today, in less than 24 hours, I had three calls of people breaking up. Marriages are breaking up now over this bullshit. Over one doesn't want to be vaccinated, the other one does. And so now it's created a tear in the marriage. Another situation where a friend of mine, a colleague, she was staying with family members and they were getting sick, and so they wanted her to go to an R&B to be tested and blah blah blah. She said, no, I'm not going. Now she has to leave her family because her family is basically putting her out because she refuses to kiss the ass of the system. Expect this. It's almost going along the lines of what the Bible says, that there'd be father against son, mother against daughter, you know, in-laws against each other. This is what's really happening. We're seeing this happen. Friends who've been friends forever, partied together, went out and dated together and all kinds of stuff together, you know, had families and, you know, visited each other and had good connections, gone. Gone. There is a verse in the Bible. It says, "Do not be yoked with unbelievers." You know, do not be unequally yoked. That's a better one. Now that's referencing in regarding to, you know, if you're a believer in Christ to associate, or if you're marrying to marry within your faith, which makes sense. You know, Christians and Muslims getting married in some situations that can work. It has worked with some people I've known. They don't really allow the religions to get in the way. One does one thing, one does the other, and they just accept it. And there is a reference in the Bible that if you are a believer and your partner isn't, and he accepts the fact that you're a believer, then you know to stay. You know, you have whatever. But if it doesn't work out, then you know you got to do what you got to do. And the situation can be sometimes to a point where one of you have to move on. Well, this is the same situation is going on here with these injections and this violating of our bodies. Excuse me, some people want the injection. And no matter what you say to them, they can't change their mind. And you don't want to be around them because you don't want the shedding. And you don't want to get sick because they went and took the jab. And you don't want to be around them because of the tech that's involved with this jab. And your partners can't see it. And they don't want to see it. Ain't much you can do at that point. You know, everyone is going to do what they want to do. At that point, then you have to decide how you're going to live. What you want to do. It's time at that point to make a plan. It's time at that point to decide how you're going to move on and how you're going to move forward. Expect this. I'm saying this right to everybody. Start expecting this, because a lot of people And I've heard this as well, that, you know, we told our friends for weeks, and they said, no, they're never going to get the shot. They're never going to get the jab. They're never going to, no way would they ever take this. And then turn around, and they got the jab, and now they're going for the booster. Expect separation. But this is my thinking on that. My thoughts, my opinion, my hypothesis. I think this is just God's way of separating the wheat from the chaff. Separating the bad yoking of people that should never have gotten together in the first place. That's just my thought on this. Some of you may disagree. C'est la vie. It's your right to do so. That's one thing about living in a society where you have the ability to have freedom of speech. You can have a disagreement, and that's okay. But that's my thought on this. If it comes to a point where there is an adamant decision that is completely conflicting with yours and there's no compromise, then you have to, at that point, to make a decision. Stay or leave. And if you do leave, where are you going to go? How are you going to live? And how are you going to conduct yourself? This is why I think it's very important. This is why I think it's very important that those people who are awake stay awake, stay with those who are awake. Because it is going to come to a great a point in regarding to the corrupting of your health. This is a genetic war. You know, in today's show, I put some links I had in the last show because I think it's important that everybody listens to it. There's a doctor who's talking about how this is a self-destruct and how it goes into the organs and how the body's own immune system will go into the stuff in the organs to attack the organs, causing a self-destruct. This is what this is doing. And then it's on top of that shedding. There are some people that are so caught up in this matrix. It goes right back to the first Matrix movie where he says you can't wake everybody up because if you did, they would probably die. There are some people so afraid to live their own life that they've been told what to do all their lives. This is all they know. They've allowed themselves to live in the comfort of being enslaved in bondage. Some of us don't want that. Unfortunately, we're outnumbered by the dumbasses that do. I have no solution, you know. I'm glad myself I'm not in that situation. If I was in that situation, and again, I'm speaking only for me, so don't take this any other way other than the fact I'm only speaking for myself. If I was in that situation and my partner wanted to go and get her a jab, I'm one of those old-fashioned guys. You know, I'm one of those guys that God made Adam for Eve and not Steve, and Eve for Adam and not a madam. I'm one of those type of guys, you know, man and woman kind of thing. So if a woman, if the partner I'm with decides to go and get a jab and I'm not for it and she wants to do it, we're done. I would tell her, we're done. You know, as much as I, you know, enjoyed our time together and, you know, loved you and all that stuff, I am moving forward. Now, I have that quality to do that. Now, we have kids, and if there's kids involved, that's where it gets really tricky. Because the court systems do not normally favor men. Not normally. Not in my experience, anyway, and not what I've seen. Now, there have been some slight changes. If the woman is making more money than the guy, then she pays the guy. Hey, I'm going to find me a rich one next time. Just in case it goes wrong. But better yet, I'm not looking for anything. Nothing. Zero, nada, nothing. I'm a very happy man. I want to stay that way. But no, that's where it can be a little tricky when you got kids. And like I said, if you're single, you don't have any kind of ties, you got to make those decisions. If you have a tie where a child's involved and they want the children to be injected, it will not, how would you put it? It will not be favorable for you right now because it's not a popular thing. And the courts more likely would rule against you because they believe, and they don't believe, they're propagating a bullshit pandemic. There has never been an effing pandemic the whole time. This is what astounds me, that people who have eyes and don't see. Looking outside, just walking out and down the streets, how many people would have died that you have seen drop dead in front of you? This is what really astounds me. Because if this was really a pandemic, we would be seeing this. In fact, I wouldn't be doing a show right now. I'd probably be dead. You know. So like I said, you know, we're in this time of chaos that, you know, we never had before. The link is more data showing the current vaccines are causing organ damages. And it's not just the one organ, and it's not just the graphene. This is something I want to really iterate here very strongly, because everybody and their mother and their monkey's uncle and everything else is now hung up on graphene. Let me set the record straight here. How many of you actually went and looked at the Moderna and the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson components of those vaccines? Or injections or programs or whatever you want to freaking call them. There's more than one component in those injections. How about cobalt? How about iron oxide? How about titanium borate? How about mercury? How about aluminum? How about lithium? How about genetically engineered materials? There's a lot of stuff in these injections, and everybody's only targeting the effing graphene. The graphene is one small component. There are other nanometals and nano operating systems in those injections, and this is where everybody needs to give their head a shake. Brian396 and myself, when we started looking at all this crap 13 years ago, we were looking at all kinds of shit that was in the chemtrails and in the ground and the food and everything else, and I got all the documentation of all the materials, blah, blah, blah. On my website alone, you got a section there, nanotoxicology, which has a listing of all the nanometals that is in these injections as well, plus what you're breathing and what you're not, none of you are thinking, or if you are thinking, it's very few, that this is correlating as well with other epigenetics that you're exposed to, i.e. the air you're breathing. You are breathing in titanium borate, strontium, thorium, lithium, aluminum, cadmium, mercury, silver, and a whole host of other metallic materials that the list goes on and on and on. You're breathing all that in. Where do you think that's going? That's translocating throughout your body, into your brain, into your spine, into your spleen, into your liver, into your brain, into your throat, into your reproductive system. When I have been saying for the longest time about nanometals impacting the genome, especially when two people cohabitate, have sex, knock knees, bump bellies, however way you understand the terminology, make love. Once the two get together and the seed and the egg get together and form the zygote and it attaches itself to the uterus, you now have a protein complex that is dividing and growing, forming the life that it's going to form with these operating systems, these metallic materials inside each cell. So every time the cell splits, so does the nano. So does the other components that are involved, that whatever they're breathing in. So by the time the child's fully gestated and developed and evolved in the mother's womb and comes out, it is loaded with nanomaterial, which then can cause an epigenetic cascading effect on the child, can destroy its reproductive system, make it sterile, could destroy its endocrine system, can destroy its respiratory system, its digestion. Why do you think we have all these health issues? Why do you think we have all these health issues? You name it, we got it. Cancer, respiratory issues like pneumonia and typhus and all and cystic fibrosis and, you know, all kinds of respiratory, all kinds of colon issues. You know, anything that has an itis, colitis, enteritis, all these itises that we have. Pancreatitis, liver issues, kidney issues. Why do you think we have all these health issues? Why do you think your body is breaking down? They've been telling us this for 60 years, that it's the epigenetics from the environment that's causing all our health issues. Yet, the medical field has done sweet F.A. on it. Back in the 60s, I remember there were warnings about environmental toxins causing destructive health on people. And they tried and they warned the government. You know what the government said? Here's some money, go shut up. GM, Ford, and Chrysler, and American Motors at the time were the largest polluters in North America. Then there was the steel industry and the coal industry. You couldn't, the place was a shithole. Pollution everywhere. People were getting cancer left, right, and center. Couldn't figure out why until we had that industrial explosion that happened. You know, tire manufacturing companies, parts manufacturing, all this shit was going up in the air, going into the water table, going into the land. They had to finally come up with regulations. But the medical field had warned back then that the epigenetics of the environment was causing all these health issues that we've never seen before. Guess what? Nothing has changed. Not only are we dealing with the epigenetics from our environment, now we're dealing with the epigenetics from our internal environment when they put these injections inside of a person. All those metals become heavy metals when they're through an injection. Not just the graphene or the carbon C60 or the carbon C150 or 170. They got all kinds of stuff in there, probably some stuff that's even radioactive. This is what we have been exposed to for the last 60 to 70 years. How many got severe arthritis issues? How many got some severe colon issues? How many got some severe endocrine issues? How many, like women, why are women having problems having menses? Cramping like crazy and can't have excruciating pain. Not functioning properly, headaches all the time. Why do you think women are having these problems? It's because of the epigenetics, because of the aluminum they're absorbing, and those pads they're putting in, they're causing a toxic shock syndrome by releasing nanosilver inside their body, which is causing them to be poisoned. Yet nobody says sweet F.A. on this. Nobody. Why do you think men are having Alzheimer's diseases and Parkinson's diseases? Because of these nanometals getting embedded into the brain, causing the brain to have blockages and shortages. And so when the brain tries to set up a defense mechanism by sending proteins to remove these particles, those particles then act on those proteins, forming a ligand connection. And those ligands then begin to create a damming effect on the brain. So now you don't have things flowing in the brain like they're supposed to. Why do you think men are having erectile dysfunctional problems? It's because their sac is being shredded by the titanium that's in the air and by the cadmium that's in the air. And then the silver on top of it, especially all these nano silver products being sold in the market. It's going right down to their balls and shredding them to pieces. See, this is epigenetics. Why are you having diabetes? Because your body is being, again, exposed to some epigenetic factor that's causing the pancreas to overwork, i.e. soy, GMO soy, organic soy. It's all the same shit. It destroys the pancreas. You know, why are you having, you know, thyroid issues? Same thing, because the elements that you're exposed to, the chlorine in the water that you're drinking, is displacing the iodine that your body requires in order for having a functioning thyroid. See, another epigenetic, and this has been going on for 60 to 70 effing years. We have been hooped. There has, this whole era of generation has been violated and assaulted and attacked with the basics of life. You can't eat any bread anymore. Anybody still eating bread has got to have a rock in their head. There is no organic. You know, this is a like I said, the craziest thing I hear all the time. You know, I don't buy the bread at the store, but I buy the flour and make my own from scratch. Or the other thing I get is, well, what are we supposed to eat? I have to laugh sometime or I'll lose it, you know. Like, are you effing kidding me? Where do you think that flour came from? The field, right? Yeah, but it's in the bag. And I'm not kidding you. I've gotten this. I stand back and shake my head. I just start to laugh. Okay. And then you try to figure a way to explain it to that person so they understand whether it's in a bag or not. It comes from the field. If it's coming from the field, guess what? It's not organic. It was because you got shit from the sky and they're spraying it anyway. Oh, I didn't know that. You know, but now you understand, you know, why some of the things in your body don't work. Oh, I'm balding. I'm losing my hair. Well, that's probably because you're taking something that's affecting the DHT levels in your body to produce the hair fallout. Or basically you're taking things that are causing the thyroid not to work properly because, again, it's displacing the iodine or the selenium or other components that are in the body. Or perhaps you need more sulfur in the body to remove some of this shit so then the hair will grow from the sulfur that you're consuming. See, there's a lot of things when you look at the direct connections between certain things not working in the body and certain things that you need for those things to work in the body, and those things are no longer there because we're not putting them back in through our diet. And as a result, what we're getting, who knows? It's a surprise. Surprise! Oh yeah, we put a little titanium in there, and we had a little cadmium. I had a lot of soy, some flax, some pomegranate. Oh yeah, we're going to make sure that woolly of yours will never rise again. We're going to kill it with all that estrogen. You know, that's where it's at. And you have to understand this, okay? It's not, and like I said, eating a food doesn't make one spiritual either. That's the dumbest fuck effing thing I ever heard. I'm spiritual because I eat. Really? You're eating because you need the nutrition from the food supply in order to feed the body. And if the food supply that you're eating does not have the components in it or contain the elements that are required to keep your body healthy or to keep it functioning, guess what? Your system will sooner or later fall apart because it doesn't have the supporting mechanism required to sustain it. And if you get hit with something, and you get hit with something hard, then you won't have the means to fight it either. So if you don't have the means to fight something, then guess what? You're going to collapse. It's going to be a hard collapse. Like I said, do not trust any government. At all. Okay, something came out about ivermectin. It does have some side effects, apparently, and they're not very good ones. So you can't be using this daily like they told you. Basically, it's an insecticide, and they used it with insecticides. You may want to really read up on this. And again, I get this all the time in my emails. Somebody reads something that somebody's selling or pushing or propagating. And these people are selling these products without any knowledge of nanotechnology, and any knowledge of frequencies, any knowledge of anything that we're being assaulted with today. So they're basically rehashing products that, again, may have worked 50, 60 years ago, but to this day do not work. In fact, these devices they're selling may actually create and propagate more problems because of the way these things are attenuated to what's going on. They don't work, and they can actually cause more duress in the body. I've seen a lot of products come along through my emails that people have sent me, and I'm reading these products. I'm thinking, well, this isn't going to work. This is going to cause damage because this frequency is going to hit. This is going to cause damage because you got nano. See, you got to start thinking in terms of epigenetics. Epigenetics, environmental factors that can cause genetic damage. When you're eating something, okay, you had women, you're taking all this broccoli. Take the broccoli. It'll protect you from breast cancer. Eat your broccoli. Eat your kale. Eat your turnip. Eat your rutabaga. Eat your cabbage. Eat this. Eat that. Get some dim. Get some broccoli. Get all these. Eat. What they forget to tell you is if you do all that that they tell you, you're going to wind up with a screwed up thyroid. You can't, like I said, you can't listen to these wackos and quackos. They're just there to sell you their shit. That's it. They don't care if you have a problem. Yeah, they fixed your breast issue, but they caused a thyroid issue. Then they'll come up with a product. We got this stuff for your thyroid. Buy this. So now you go buy this product. And like I said, everything should be in some kind of moderation. Everything. You know. You don't need to eat the amount of food that you're eating either. A lot of you are eating all kinds of foods because you're trying to fill something that's missing inside of you. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be something to be fulfilled with, whatever it may be. Food ain't going to do it. In fact, the more you eat, the quicker you die. Because the more work your insides have to do. So I also put on here tonight some videos that you all need to watch. Living water, rain contamination, mimetic, notice no organs. When you look at this, what looks like a tick, it has absolutely no organs. That's a construct. That's a mimetic. You're going to think it's a bug. Nano slinky, where you see this synthetic life force bobbing around inside. And this is all inside of rainwater, raindrops. Imagine that. Imagine that. So then you might tell me, oh, I'm eating organics, really? And then the masks are now killing fish. The fish are dying from the mask. Yes, it's true. They're underwater, and they've been told to social distance, and they've been told to go use hand solutions, and now the fish have to wear a mask, and they have to stay 6 feet apart. If you believe that, I got some Canadian cheese to sell you on the moon, too. These masks are winding up in the lakes and streams and sewers and whatnot, and they're getting out into the rivers and streams, and the fish that are exposed to them are dying from them. Imagine that. I can't see why they would be dying from the mask. I mean, after all, people have been breathing in these things for 10, 12 hours a day. All these exosomes are in the mask. All that carbon dioxide, all those components in the mask have not been activated, the nanosilver and whatever nanoparticles are inside there, and the chips and the fullerenes and God knows what else, the titanium and everything else. Now that's thrown into the ocean, and the fish says, oh, man, this guy must have been dead here. And then the fish dies. You know, I got on here as well. I recorded an incident that happened in the UK where a doctor prescribed this drug to this woman. She took the pill and she put a magnet to it, and the magnet picked up the pill. I said, imagine that. So then she took the stuff out of the pill and she put the gelatin cap inside the water and started breaking it down. So she put the magnet beside the glass of water and was able to pick up this whatever was left of the gelatin. Protein is a ligand. So is carbon. So is fat. These ligands allow nanoparticles to assemble and attach themselves so that when you consume these things, guess what? They're in you, in your gut, in your colon, you know, your rectal area, and they may translocate to other parts of the body. You know, something to pay attention to. Something to, you know, look out for, because like I said, you don't know. Today, you just don't know. You know, we are going to be assaulted more and more. And they're probably going to have shortages next year, probably with the telecommunications and the phone. And you may have to have a QR code to have a cell phone. You may have to have a QR code to wipe your ass. You may have to have a QR code to open your door. You may have to have a QR code to whatever it may be. Then the question I would say then is, how long will this bullshit go on? I mean, I'm hoping to be in some other place. If I see it quick enough where I can get out, I will tell you straight out, I will probably be looking to go to some place where I can continue what I'm doing, but not be inside this system. You know, this is the thing that everyone should be thinking. And I thought about this today. If they don't want us around because we're not injected, then we should all leave anyway. We'd be doing them a favor. We're gone. We're going out in our own, doing our own little thing, in our own little world, in our own little reality, away from everybody. Be like the Amish or the Mennonites or the Hutterites. You know, start your own colony and step out, take a walk on the wild side, and say, because they don't want us here anyway. They do not want us in their system. They are flat out blaming us for everything that they have screwed up. People are dying from these injections, that's on them. People have been getting infected, that's also on them. How many of you, I'm going to point this out real quick, how many of you have seen rain or snow in the last couple of days, and it's come down really heavy, and then all of a sudden it clears up, stops raining, and it gets warm, unusually warm, and the rain's dried out in a matter of hours, or the snow's gone, and all of a sudden, the next day, everyone's got respiratory issues. How many of you have seen that? Because what they're doing in the rain is they're dropping shit in the rain or in the snow or in the dust storm or in the wind or whatever, wherever you may be living, because each region of North America might be different, but this will apply everywhere in the world. Doesn't matter where you are, UK, Europe, Middle East, Far East, Near East, Australia, Africa, South America, wherever you are, this will apply. Get a bit of a rain gush. Hour later, it's gone, finished, the ground's a little wet, all of a sudden it gets dried up, and now you're smelling something, or you may not be smelling something, and the next day you got this crusty black shit up in your nose, you're feeling tired, you got runny nose, because your body has been hit with a microwave, whether it be 6G or 7G frequencies, which is now activating that shit you just have been breathing, and then and the microwaves are breaking you down. Okay, you're feeling tired. You're feeling lethargic. You're feeling. Are you feeling worn? Is your energy levels high, but your head feels like you're in a fog? You're being microwaved. You're being nuked. Being targeted with frequencies, and you may not just be the only one being targeted. I just talked to a friend of mine down in South America who talked to a friend of hers in Nova Scotia, and everyone is saying the same thing. Had a little bit of a rain or had some hit. They all had some kind of sniffles the day after. They all feel a little bit out of sort, and they're all and in three different locations. This isn't a pandemic. These are microwaves from these effing towers. Start thinking, open your eyes to the hard reality here. You know, they want you to believe there's a pandemic out there. They want you to believe there's something going on out there. They're making this happen. I think the last show, I think it was the last show. If not, I'll put it on again. There's a guy who was filming the trees with and showing a... The black light frequency on these trees, and they were all emitting a frequency. This was the trees. Then he shows you what he called it a stellar lunar moving across the sky, ionizing the air, releasing toxic gases from those metals, which are forming the clouds, which are producing the rain, which is dumping shit on us. Imagine that. We haven't seen the sun. Anyone tells you, oh, they want to be a breatharian, so what for? You're not looking at the sun. You're looking at some sort of solar reflector. Or you're looking at a lunar reflector. You know, And if you're trying to get your energy from the air, well, what do you get? What's in the air? It's loaded with nano. To prove that, take a laser, put it on the ground, fire it. Fire it straight up. You got one of those green lasers, it'll work even during the day. You'll see the beam is saturated with particulate matter at ground level. So we are no longer in those good old days where we can find a place. And if the moon's inside the orbit, then that's not the moon. That's another lunar reflector that they're using to create ions in the atmosphere to release toxic gases from these metals. And you're all feeling the effect of it. You're feeling a little bit lethargic. You're feeling a little bit dim-witted. You're feeling, your body feels like it's okay. Some of you may not feel that. Some of you may feel your body's in pain. It's because these metals are being attached to your joints. Start using the STS. Start using sulfur. Take the Epsom salt and add borax, a teaspoon of each, into a liter of water. Add a little glycerin and sip on that all day. This will help flush out the aluminum and reconstitute your skeletal system and pull out radiation. See, you got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to battle. You got to learn how to neutralize. We cannot get away from it. It's around us, so now we have to either neutralize or take the offense, one way or another. You know, there ain't no in-between. May have to do what the Aboriginals did. All righty. I'm going to wind it down here. As I say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters, read the book of the apostles, read Revelations. Get a grip on where we're at these days, because that is, I keep saying, that's the script. That's the script they're following. They're using that book to bring on what they're bringing on. And it's a play-by-play. And if you want to know the play-by-play action, all you got to do is read it. You know, look what Jesus had to say. See what he did. He tried to show us how we were back then, showing the people that they were caught in an illusion. Nothing's changed. Not a damn thing has changed. 2,000 years later, we're still walking around in some matrix illusion. So read the Gospels. You might get something out of it. Alrighty, I always say, oh yeah, as well, I got people at the very top of this page. If you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it, because everyone there is trying to help you out in one way or another. So, help anybody, including myself, whatever form or fashion you can. If you don't have any money, you're broke, lost your job, I almost forgot. Just to show you, because I just hit the word job, and I thought I better mention this too. Just to show you how they don't care about you. Guy sends me an email. Says he went to get a jab. Couldn't get a job. He couldn't work his job. He didn't get the jab. So he went to get the jab. Then he writes me, asked me what he could do to get this out, and I told him nothing. Can't do a damn thing. You're hooped. Then he writes me back afterwards, about a day later, says the company that he was working for is now folding, shutting down. He was hooped, deceived, manipulated. And I'm saying this so you don't do something stupid, like I talked about the other night. Your life is worth more than any job. We got to throw that in there as well. All right. As I was saying, if you don't have a job, can't contribute financially, not the end of the world. Don't worry about it. Share the data. Share the information. Have people look at these links. Have them read these links. It's important and imperative that they at least start to understand how they're being killed. You might help them find some kind of salvation for their lives. You never know. As I say at the end of these shows as well, we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health, take care.